Oh, okay. We'll even let you take a little slug of your coffee before we put you on the clock.
You're too kind. I'm so sorry. Yes, my name's Kimberly Burr. I'm from Forestville. Sorry to come in late.
And then did
interrupt.
You fill out a pink slip? Do you have one with you? I thought I saw one.
Pink slip.
Yeah, if you can hand that. Just have it ready for Patty.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
No, thank you. I just wanted to talk a little bit today about a very interesting little project that's happening in Marquess Creek. Marquess Creek, as we all know, is a high priority watershed, and right now there's a development going on that is admittedly a luxury vacation rental, and it's being treated as a single family dwelling, and it's been granted basin plan waivers, riparian setback waivers, and is moving forward. It's utilizing a walking bridge that where the handrail has been removed, and they're moving construction equipment across this walking bridge. So it's a little frustrating, and it's such an important area. So I'm hoping that we can bring more attention to this type of development, especially in this watershed. I have a bunch of information about it, but I can't really. So I brought a couple pictures of showing the walking bridge and how close it is to the creek. And the handrail's removed. Handrail's been removed for about a year, and there's no enforcement. So construction has started, and there's impacts to the creek are starting to show up. It's also a landslide-prone area. My geologist said that it's very high landslide susceptibility class. And we know what happened to Marquess Creek up in the upper watershed when Cornell's leach fields... I think they're put in before Mr. Cornell's purchase, but they failed, and 10,000 cubic yards of sediment went down Marquess Creek, and that was information I got from your staff. So I would really like to see the agencies work together on this Hummingbird Creek issue and protect the resource, the beneficial uses, the critical habitat, and maybe not have such a narrow view, but to say, you know, our mandate is to protect the resources, and let's work together to do that. I appreciate you letting me slip in, Chairman, and thank you very much.
And just a couple of very brief comments. If you have more detailed information, you can submit that in writing ahead of time, because 3 minutes is pretty short, as you probably appreciate.
I have submitted some information.
And then let me play back your comments to make sure I understood your concern about the leach field location, and your concern about landslides, and then your concern with associated dirt from construction. Does that summarize what you think the water quality effects are?
Yeah, an alternative septic was approved, and these are really, really close to the creek. Waivers have been granted on the biotic resource zone that's supposed to protect the creek, the resource conservation zone. So it's a very odd. I can see where the agency would, in a situation where it's a hardship and it's, you know, some other things might be going on. It's not near critical habitat, granting waivers. But we fought hard for these protections, and they're being waived. So, and it's not even built yet. It's admittedly a luxury vacation rental. Hasn't been built. They're starting. And it's being treated as a single-family dwelling that's going to be lightly used, where a vacation rental is going to be reused a lot in the summer, the worst time of year. So,
well, what I'm going to do is refer to staff to review. And it's a complex system where we delegate certain things, like septic and leach fields, to your governmental organizations. On the other hand, if there's a landslide of dirt in a creek, then we do notice that completely apart from delegation. But it's a little unclear exactly what our role is in this. So I'm going to refer that to staff, and thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you.
The next item is approval.